As the sun beat down, something like 4,000 cubic kilometers of water evaporated from the Mediterranean surface every year. And with no Atlantic water to replenish it, the Mediterranean dried out. In just 1,000 years, it became a desert basin of salt pans and caustic lakes. The rivers that once fed the Mediterranean cut deeper and deeper into the rock, chasing the dropping shoreline and forming a labyrinth of dramatic gorges. Just a few million years ago, France's Rhone Valley must have looked more like the Grand Canyon. So intense was the heat in the basin that these waterfalls evaporated before they even reached the old sea floor. For tens of thousands of years, a natural dam between present-day Morocco and the Rock of Gibraltar held the waters of the Atlantic at bay. The Mediterranean basin remained an almost lifeless expanse of salt, sand, and parched earth. But as Africa pushed and pulled at Europe's southern boundary, the pressures on the crust became unbearable. Rising tides weakened the land bridge, and then the Atlantic burst its way over the precipice. So began the most gigantic flood ever. At its peak, enormous waterfalls, 1,000 times grander than Niagara, thundered into the basin. More than 100 cubic kilometers of water gushed past Gibraltar every day.